As we get ready to welcome 2019, we thought we'd take a few minutes to listen back to the past year in Illinois government and politics. From accusations of harassment to the most expensive campaign for governor in American history, here are some of the voices that made news in 2018.
So those of you around the state of Illinois who wanted to send me a message, let me be clear. I have heard you.
You know, as I know, that Bruce Rauner had to be challenged in this election.
Yeah.
You knew that. But today, the popular revolt against the political ruling class fell just a bit short.
The voters of Illinois have spoken, and now we must follow their lead and give Mr. Pritzker the support that he has earned.
I'm J.B. Pritzker, and I'm going to beat Bruce Rauner.
Four of my nine predecessors as governor went to jail. Mr. Pritzker has a very good chance of being number five.
This is, first of all, you've just heard a desperate rant by a failed governor who is in the final hours of his campaign and his governorship.
This person does not deserve to hold the highest office in the state of Illinois or any elected office.
A lot of feedback today over Governor Rauner's new ad.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce Illinois.
Equality Illinois issued a statement saying, quote, the governor should be ashamed of using the LGBTQ community for comedic value to make a political hit.
They're pretending as though we do not exist. I spent $25,000. You two gentlemen spent, what, $200 million to get on this stage? Who's the fiscally minded guy? I'm spending less than $1,000 for a percent in the poll. You guys are spending $400,000.
Please join me in welcoming my friend, Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker.
Join me in beginning our third century in Illinois with hope and optimism and living every day better.
I'll say this about the election. I'm very scared for the people of Illinois. The things that have gotten us in a mess are now going to be dominant, with no voice pushing back. One-party rule, it's very scary.
We have a president in the White House right now. If he could gut the Civil Rights Act of 1965, he would do it, and he'd do it now. I would rather rely on the U.S. Constitution than a statute that can be changed by Donald Trump. Let's vote yes and pass the ERA now.
My daughter doesn't need an Equal Rights Amendment. My granddaughters don't need it. We don't need something on a piece of paper that says it. We're at a place today, ladies, when we are equal.
My name is Elena Hampton. During my time of employment with the Democratic Party in 2016 and 2017, my supervisor was harassing me for a span of 5 months.
I received a letter in my home from Ms. Hampton. I turned it over to Heather, and within days, she opened an investigation at my request and met with Ms. Hampton and proceeded with her investigation.
The second high-ranking operative of Speaker Mike Madigan has been removed from his role with Democratic campaigns.
An Illinois state representative is resigning after an ex-girlfriend filed a revenge porn complaint against him.
I was asked to come forward today by the people who knew about the abuse that I've suffered.
I'm going to say this just once. From beginning to end, the allegations are absurd.
12 Russian intelligence officers are charged with hacking into the email servers of the Democratic Party.
And based on a reference in the indictment, state officials say it's also likely they stole voter data from Illinois.
Count number 72 references not the Illinois State Board of Elections specifically, but a generic SBOE1, and we think it's pretty likely that that's us.
It is a political shocker. Mayor Rahm Emanuel announces that he will not run for re-election.
As much as I love this job and will always love this city and its residents, this has been the job of a lifetime, but it is not a job for a lifetime.
Outgoing Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel was among the voices that made news in Illinois government and politics in 2018. I'm Brian Mackey.